Thank you. One more here. It's called AC Descent. Thank you very much. We're in Buffalo, Fuss, Minneapolis. Stay connected. Come find us afterwards.
be my home.
Good evening, everybody. This is James. Thanks for listening to my second show of Hard as Nails. I hope you enjoyed those first two songs we played tonight. Hopefully everyone had a good week. Well, I'm really looking forward to this set I made tonight. I got some really good music for us tonight to listen to. I'm excited to play this all day. I've been talking about it all day at work, and I'm looking forward to what you guys think of all this. Like those first two bands, Buffalo Fuzz was the first band you heard live. That's from their 2017 Live in Chicago album. And that second band was Radio Moscow. That's from that 2019 Live in California album. I've talked to many people about Radio Moscow and that live album. To me, it's probably my top two favorite live albums of all time. I highly recommend you go and pick that one up. It's called Live in California. You know, that's what I like about, you know, the music here on Cowboy Juke Joint. You know, I grew up, you know, back in the 80s, I listened to that 70s classic rock and 80s rock slash metal. I don't like using the term hair metal. I don't like that. You know, and then, you know, back in the day, you know, in the 80s, you know, my brother, he had that old Kenwood sound system with the big tower speakers. You know, you heard back then and you could hear it two blocks down the road. You know, then the 90s came and there was a few good bands, nothing spectacular, a couple good metal bands. But later in the 90s, it kind of started to change a little bit. And I really wasn't getting into it. You know, the 2000s hit, it was getting real limited on good rock and metal bands. It was getting to be fake music out there. I didn't care for that at all. I mean, nowadays you got some good metal bands, but to me, a lot of this new metal, it's too computerized. It's too digital. It doesn't have that sound, that feel that you want to just crank it in the speakers and, you know, blow your ears off. You know, that's, but this new metal, you know, back in the day, I guess you could say the new metal nowadays, it's missing two things to me. One, that guitar solo you hear in the middle of the song or three quarters into that song. You don't hear that with a lot of these new metal bands. It's so much computerized and it's just not real. And another thing they're missing, and maybe I'm wrong on this, you know, to me, a good rock band is if your studio album's good, when you play that song live or that album live, it should sound just like that album or even better than that. And that's what I've noticed about these bands here on Cowboys Juke Joint when I first started listening a couple years ago and I started discovering all these bands' live music. And I thought to myself, I have not heard one band whose studio album is better than the live music of theirs I've heard. These guys take it one step higher with all these bands that we play. And it's, you know, they just like, if they go to a concert hall or a bar or wherever, an arena, it's like they just plug in and just start playing. They don't need all this digital stuff like we have nowadays and a lot of this metal music. So that's why I like listening to this. And that's why I decided to do this live show of all live music. Because I'm hoping, you know, when this pandemic's over, we get concerts again. And it's, God, it's been the probably the longest dry spell I've gone without a concert. You know, that you people go check these bands out and support these artists that make this music. It's, I think it's going to be a good time. You know, everyone getting out again and, you know, listening to great rock and roll or blues, whatever it is yet you listen to, even if it's country. Let's get back out when this is over and let's go to these concerts again. But again, this next set, because I was excited about this playlist, I'm not going to keep talking too much longer. We're going to like kind of, I guess you could say, strip it down a little bit. We're going to get raw. We're going to get gritty. We're going to get bluesy. We're going to get some funk in there. It's a good set. It's about, you know, five songs we're going to be doing. We're going to do some song. Got a song from Cam Cole. And I got a band that I discovered on Bandcamp a few weeks ago. It's a husband and wife team. They're called Gleewood. I think they're from New Mexico or something like that. But it's kind of like blues, folk music, rock and roll with a little bit of a psychedelic twist to it. I think you're going to enjoy it a lot. It's got a little gothic to it, I think, also with the guy's voice. And then we're going to do some Black Cat Bone from my dear friend Scott up in Grand Rapids. Hopefully I get to see you live in concert here soon. I'm looking forward to it. Then we got some Daryl Hentz. But also in this set, we got probably one of the coolest names for a rock band I've ever heard. Big Daddy's Breakfast Voodoo. I think you're going to enjoy them a lot. But with a name like that, you know the music's going to be good. So let's get right back to this music and let's play some stripped down music.
Ah! idea. Badly the kids are signing their mark. Frustration is near. Let me in my shed. Give me time.
You guys is that I'm about to record a live busking album right now, and you guys, that's what all these microphones are for, and you guys are the audience. They're going to be on that live busking album, if that's okay with you. You guys all right with that?
Yeah,
nice one. So folks, my name is Cam Cole. I'm going to play you now a show that is essentially what that CD is. It's my album called I See. I want to say thank you so much for stopping by. And this first one, this one's called New Age Blues.
Thank you.
on me, gonna be my last run. Give me back to that woman, I swear that I'll be done. Bag, it was my mistake. Hit my mark, but flip the car and throw this in the lake. Pete's blood in the backseat began to wash away. Barely made it out alive, but Pete can't say the same. Whiskey Zoo, ah, Whiskey Zoo, ah, Whiskey Zoo, ah, oh, Whiskey Zoo, ah, Whiskey Zoo, ah, Whiskey Zoo. This highway, holes in my boots, tar in my jacket of those outlaw boots. Night is dripping fast, I hear those dogs howl. Pigs out to get me, I hear a shotgun shout. This is the hour that would be her last. She tried to appease me, but I could not hear her speak. Broke that last bottle right there at her feet. Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna be in your pocket no more, and gonna play your games.
Gave you everything you wanted, and I took away your shame.
Well, shame wasn't my problem, at least my auto was intact. Now I came here owing you a debt, girl, and I'm here to pay it back. Gonna meet your end by your own device. Well, she dropped her lantern in a rage as I dove out the window frame, and the bottle of Bruce that broke upon the floor ignited into flame.
And there you go.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Listening to Hard as Nails with James. Hope you guys liked that last set. That last set was pretty good. We had in that first song on that, we had some Big Daddy's Breakfast Voodoo with the song called Go the Fuck to Sleep. God, I just love that name. I just think that's the coolest name ever, even that song name. And after that, we had some Cam Cole with a song called New Age Blues from his 2020 Live at Camden Town Station release. Then there was that band Gleewood I was talking about earlier in the show. That's that husband and wife team from New Mexico. I really like that. It's got a different sound to it. It's kind of cool stuff, kind of gothic, folk, rock, blues, psychedelic, pretty much everything kind of thrown into it. That was a song called Whiskey Sue. They have a 2015 Live Sessions at Secret Circus Station release that's on. Check it out. It's a good album. All their stuff's good. And then we had this guy from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I don't know, some of you out there might know him, Scott from Black Cat Bone. Well, he has a song that I played called Jesus Carry My Shotgun Home. It's from his 4-track tapes release that he has. He's got some good stuff. He's kind of like a whiskey drinking, front porch, summertime, blues, rock artist. And then after that, we had that Daryl Hance with a song called Through the Trees. So everybody knows out there, this is only my second time doing this show. I'm not no professional radio DJ or nothing like that. I pretty much learned how to do this the night before my first show last week. So there's a little mistake here and there. Give me a break. But I think it's going pretty well so far. Well, you know, I talked about this show, what it's about. It's about all live music from bands we have here in Cowboys Juke Joint and bands we haven't had that hopefully we can get on the 24/7 radio station that plays music constantly with no commercials. So anybody out there, you know, check it out. Just go to cowboysjukejoint.com and click on it, and it's a constant flow of great music from all these artists and many others you have not heard yet. Or you can listen to Live 365 app. You can download that app, and you can play it on that. Well, this next set, we're going to go a little heavier with some music. You know, I want to put my weekly cover song in there. You know, I got one coming up. It's probably one of the, to me, greatest rock anthems of all time. It's one of those songs, if you're a motorcyclist and it's summertime, you got, you know, a playlist of classic rock, there's a good chance that you're going to have this song playing on that playlist when you're out riding. And after that, you know, many of you guys know Stone James, my brother from another mother, out there in a band called Dead Show Dealers. I've been kind of bugging him lately with getting me some live music to put on the show. So I said, you know what, heck with it. I put a studio version of one of his songs on there, and maybe he's out there listening tonight. You know, he can give me some more music. He actually sent me some the other day because I think he got sick of me bugging him all the time. So I'm going to play that. It's a studio version, but then I'll go right back to some live music after that. And then I got a song from a band called Knuckle. I discovered them on Bandcamp, I don't know, about 2 or 3 months ago. And then after that, we got a band called Delta Deep. You know, many of you might not know this, but there's a guitarist in this band from the 80s. He's pretty well known. His band was pretty well big back in the day. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I can tell you that the beginning of that letter, of that, the first letter of that band begins with a D. So hopefully you can figure it out from there. And then after that, we got some Patrick Sweeney, a song. He's from a guy from Nashville. I think you're going to enjoy that a lot. And then we'll probably come back and talk a little more after that. So let's get back to the music and get ready for this one. I think you're going to like this one a lot. We'll be right back.
Thank you for all coming out. We are Knuckle.
Ha ha ha! One taste of my brown sugar, he sure won't stay away. Trying to turn me off, but today's his dying day. Hey, trying to turn me off, but today's his dying day.
A question. Has anybody ever did you wrong? He said yes. And when they gone, did you miss them? He said no. What's your name? This is Scott. Scott is saying to the one who did him wrong, I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Have a seen in my life, 'cause my wife's gonna keep that job. Well, I should be in her office, hating life and drinking coffee, instead of staring out in my yard. The world ain't made by a man in a van, scraping along like I do. Well, I feel a high power load pushing every hour, and baby, is that working for you? Whoa, 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 whoa. Any chance to get a handle on it, when they put the band, wouldn't let us out of the rain. Wonder what it's all about when you want to kiss the hour with a 100 miles away. Shine my face, it's getting funny with my money, treating me like I'm a fool. Why I'm never coming back, 'cause I could have seen you back. Baby, is that work for you? Trying to get a message to you.
need a woman for me instead of working in the kitchen. Wearing me out like a two. Got miles to drive, no, before I sleep. Three people in a room for two. Short on cats, baby, close to the floor. Live on with my gross shoes. It's an operating system, no, the system must survive. Baby, is that working for you?
Welcome back. This is James. Thanks for listening to the Hard as Nails show here Tuesday night. Hopefully you guys liked that last set. I thought that last set was killer. That cover song of Rock Candy from a band called Dixie Witch. That is a killer tune. I'm glad I put that on tonight. I was looking forward all you guys out there to hear that. Dixie Witch is kind of like a stoner band. They got some good music. I would definitely recommend checking them out. Then after that, we had a studio version of the Dead Show Dealers from my dear friend Stone James, a song called The Ballad of Emma May. That's another band. He's out of Florida. He's got a vocalist called Robert Wilson. He's just got a cool voice. It kind of has a Halloween sound to him. Definitely check out their material, and I'm definitely going to have their live stuff here on my shows coming up in the near future. Then after that, I had a band called Knuckle that I had found on Bandcamp a while back. It's a song called A Better Door Than a Window. And then after that, we had that band called Delta Deep. I don't know if any of you guys recognize that guitarist, but that guitarist is from a band called Def Leppard. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him. Mr. Phil Collin. Well, he's a guitarist in that band. That's a really good song. That song's called Bang the Lid. Then after that, we had some Patrick Sweeney with a song called Working From You from his 2020 album release, The Sun Sessions. He's a guy out of Nashville. You know, this night's going by pretty quick so far. I'm drinking my whiskey here, having a good time, you know, talking to everybody and playing some good music. One thing I've noticed about bands nowadays, and you're going to see this in the next set that I got coming up. You know, usually in the past, everyone thinks of the United States, the UK as the big music, I don't know, we can say the big music capital of the world with all these big rock bands and metal bands. It ain't like that today. There's many countries out there, especially Canada. Canada's really growing with a lot of this kind of music, and it's getting big. I mean, there's still the bands from the UK and the US. But you're going to see in this next set, I got some artists from the Netherlands, Ireland, Germany, Australia, and even Belgium. These countries over there are putting out a lot of great music. And I mean, there's even bands from Russia that I've heard. I haven't played yet, but we're going to hear them down the road. And there's a band from even China that you guys are going to dig a lot. So with this next set, we're going to do some Bacon Fat Lewis. He's a guy out of the Netherlands. I think you're going to enjoy him a lot. He's more of a blues artist. And then we're going to have some Crow Black Chicken. He's a guy out of Ireland. And then after that, we got some Ash Grunwald. He's an artist out of Australia. So you can tell there's a big variety of all around the world of all these artists are located. And then after that, we got another guy I discovered on Bandcamp called Bad Tempered Joe. He's out of Germany. And then a band also called Boogie Beast. They're out of Belgium. You know, I talk a lot about Bandcamp. I mean, this is a great way for you people to find these bands out there is to go to Bandcamp. I know even iTunes and, you know, there's the Spotify's and stuff like that out there. But Bandcamp is a great way to find all this music. And, you know, once you find a band, you like it, you can scroll down and they have like different categories of what that music sound like. And you can even click that category and it'll take you to other bands. I would definitely check it out so we can help, you know, help support these artists out here and keep them making, get them to make more music down the road. But I also want to say one more thing. You know, the Cowboys Juke Joint, you know, I've been talking to these guys for almost 2 years now. I mean, these are some of the nicest people that I've ever talked to. And I just want to give a huge thanks to everybody out there. Mitch, Mike, Stone, Lois. I appreciate everything you guys have done for me out there. You know, get me all set up to do this little hobby of mine on Tuesday nights. Hopefully I get better down the road at it. you know. But everyone else out there listening, you know, you get a chance, go to cowboysjukejoint.com and scroll on the music. It plays music 24/7. You're going to hear stuff like this all day long. It's just constant flow, no matter where, when, and whatever. You can play it and just listen to it. You will probably never go back to mainstream radio again, because I have. But again, thank you to all those people over there. And I know that Mike's working on the website. He's redoing everything. So hopefully that's up and running here soon. So, but back to the music part. You know, with this pandemic going on, hopefully we got concerts, like I said earlier, coming back here shortly. I'm looking forward to going back to a concert again and, you know, supporting these artists and just hearing that guitar live, the drums, the bass, and all that. So hopefully all you guys out there in the listening world do that also. But I'm ready to get ready to play some more tunes. How about you? So we got, like I said, we got some Bacon Fat Lewis coming up here. He's here first. He's on the first song of this next set of, I think, 5 songs. So let's get to it, and I'll come back after about 5 songs.
Thank you. This one's called 1976 Coaster Van.
Give it. to see you sit and cry. Oh, I've got a feeling, hate to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, but you're too afraid to try. Well, I've got a feeling, honey, you're my everyday dream. Well, I've got a feeling, honey, you're my everyday dream. But why are you so afraid? Each thing I do is just some evil.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope everybody liked that last set. It was kind of more of a blues set right there. Did anybody tell that was bands from like Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, Ireland, and even Australia? Every one of those artists were from overseas, not just here in the U.S. or, you know, U.K. or even Canada. That first guy we had was Bacon Fat Lewis. He had a song called Shake 'em On Down from a 2016 live album called Bacon Fat Lewis Live. That was creative, I guess. And he's that guy from the Netherlands. And after that, we had a band called Crow Black Chicken with a song called Hang 'em High. And they're a band out of Ireland. Then after that, we had some Ash Grunwald with a song called 1976 Coaster Van. I like that song a lot. That's a good tune. He's a guy out of Australia. And that's from his album called Live at the Factory. And after Ash, we had a guy called Bad Temper Joe. I think I told Mitch about him a few weeks ago. I discovered him on Bandcamp, and I think Mitch is hooked on him. He plays him a lot on his Roots Revival show on Thursday nights at 7:30. I highly recommend listening to that show also. That Bad Temper Joe, he's a guy out of Germany, and he's got a live album called from 2018 called Live Concert Recording. Creative, I guess, also. And then after that, a band from Belgium called the Boogie Beast. That song is called Going Down South, and that's from an album from 2011 called Demo. I will definitely say that they got some basic names for these albums that they've made, these live albums and live recordings and stuff. It's amazing how fast this night goes by. You know, I had 20 songs, I think, on this playlist, and I'm looking at the clock, and it's like almost 9 o'clock already. I got like 3 more songs to go. I think I'm going to work on my playlist, maybe add another song or two. You know, this is all kind of new to me, so I'm kind of adjusting how much talking I should do and how much music to play. I've been doing like 20 songs these last 2 shows. I might crank it up another one, give you a little extra. So this next set I got going, I'm going to do 2 songs, and I'm going to take a break. I'll say goodnight to everybody, and I got another song after that. This next set is going to be a 2-song set. I mean, it is my show, guys. Like, I guess I can do whatever I want, so it's a band called Low Volts. I discovered these guys about a week ago on Bandcamp again. And we're going to do a double shot from these guys. These guys are really good. I want you guys to listen to this. It's got a lot of like slide guitar to it. A little punk thrown in there. A little bit of dirty blues. It's really good stuff. And, you know, I'm hoping you guys enjoy this. We're going to do a double shot from these guys. And this is let me see here. I'm looking at my cue. Let me get it all set up. So I'll stop talking. I'm not very good at that, I don't think, yet, but I'm working on it. So let's get back to music with some double shot from Low Volts. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you guys like them two songs from that band called Low Volt. I thought I'd do a double shot there. Well, it's getting to the end of the night. It's getting, I got one more song. You know, last week when I was doing this, it was my first time. I had a couple little issues with my cue list, but I kind of winged it as I went along with the show. So I'm going to try to play this song again that I tried to play last week. I did a little dry run of this show before, and it actually worked. So hopefully this works. So I thought I'd put it at the last song of the night. So any issues, it just play something else. But again, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. And I hope you guys come in next Tuesday, listen to my show at 7:30. I got a playlist made. I got a couple more things I'm going to kind of tweak on it. But it's going to be more guitar-driven, heavier kind of blues rock, more southern. I think you're going to enjoy that a lot. So hopefully everyone has a good week out there. And again, thank you. And again, check out the channel 24/7. It's always playing. There's a lot of great shows on here. And I think you're going to enjoy it a lot. So again, everyone be safe this week. And I will see you next Tuesday at 7:30. I got one more. This is a band called Honeybone. Listen to this and then you can go on your merry way.
Picture of the boat.